Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and I have Calvin Bridges on the line with me. Calvin, it's an honor for you to join us and be a key player. I really appreciate it, and I'm really going to pull for you. I mean, you're someone who's been doing gospel since 9 years old, so I know you have a wealth of knowledge and inspiration for us on today. But say hello to the people for me.
Well, God bless you, Nigeria. Thank you for having me, and hello to everyone in your listening audience around the world. It's a blessing and a pleasure to be with you this evening.
Amen. When I have a gospel legend like you on our platform, I mean, your resume is extensive. It would take a couple of more hours, and we only got 15, 20 minutes. With over a half a century in ministry business, summarize for us your earlier challenges and how different it is for you in ministry and music today.
Wow, that's a big tall order, but I'm going to try to put it into 45 seconds, huh?
Yeah.
So some of the earlier challenges, my music has always appealed to a broad spectrum of listeners. So, you know, in the early days, I was too traditional to be contemporary and too contemporary to be traditional. I found that my music just appealed to a lot of different people. So it was hard to put me into a category. From that, I grew to really not like being categorized, because I have so many different styles of music in me, vehicles that I use to share the gospel.
Amen.
And then some of the other earlier struggles were really dealing with record companies and not ever getting paid, and, you know, some of the same struggles that you guys are dealing with. And it's even worse now, because as an independent artist, you got to do everything yourself. You know, things like that. But God blessed me, Nigeria, to overcome those things, because He sent me out to the nations. Mm-hmm. And when I started ministering overseas and to different denominations and cultures, it was not so necessary to be labeled as this kind of artist or that kind of artist. When you go and you sing a song from your heart,
right,
you don't have to do a lot of tricks with your voice and all of that sort of stuff. For people to receive you and to embrace your music, if it has a strong message, and you deliver it with a sincere heart, people, it will connect with people. So, you know, those are some of the earlier challenges and struggles. And as I alluded to, today being an independent artist, you have to not just consider your artistry, but you must also, if you really want to have a national platform, deal with marketing and promoting of your music as well. So there's still a lot of challenges out there. But if you're called to do this, and, you know, you're walking in favor with God, because God will always send provision for the vision.
Right.
And so if you are tuned with what God has you doing, He's going to open doors that no man can close.
Wow. The common theme is music, it has healing power. But how much more does gospel music have a healing agent to help in time of need or to encourage the hearer?
An excellent question. I wrote a song many years ago. You may have sung it in church, or I know your parents may have. It's called Make No Difference What's the Problem, I Can't Go to God in Prayer. That song speaks to generations. I had the honor of having it performed by Alicia Keys in her 2008 world tour.
Mm-hmm.
So the healing power is in the message. The healing power is in the gospel. And that's one of the things that I say about gospel music in Nigeria, is that gospel music lives forever.
Yes.
Amazing Grace and Precious Lord have just as much meaning today as they did the day they were written, because that always leads back to Christ. And anytime your music leads to Christ and to relationship, then it's going to always be a blessing. It's always going to be healing. It's always going to be uplifting, inspiring, and it's always going to be filled with love.
That is true. Is there a song that you created or enjoy that resonates in your heart, that drums up in challenging times or situations?
Oh, wow. Most definitely. I have a song on my current album, which is titled Gospel Church Generations. The name of the song is Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And this song was inspired over several years. This is the only song that I think has taken me a multiple number of years to complete. but it wasn't ready until these times. And I saw thousands of people in a vision of kneeling before God in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. We were asking God to breathe on us. Then God gave me to finish the words to this song, "Breathe on us, Spirit, breathe in me, fill my heart with desire. Send your fresh fire living within me. Holy Spirit, breathe." So "Breathe" is a song that was born out of all the chaos in our nations, the crime in our neighborhoods, the corporate greed, the
police brutality,
the politics, all these things that hurt and divide us. Mm. "Breathe" is a song that God, if you would breathe on us,
we
would be healed.
Yes, sir.
So this is one that really, really resonates with my spirit in the 21st century. Still asking God to breathe on, let these dry bones live, bring healing into our churches, communities, families, governments. We need healing on every level. We need God to breathe on us.
Yes, yes. Ooh, okay, amen. You write, sing, preach, and produce gospel music, workshops, concerts. Which is your favorite to do out of them all?
Oh, wow. Favorite to do out of them all. I would probably say performing at festivals is probably one of my favorite things, simply because it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, or 30 minutes that you have to impact a large number of people and to really share your heart with them without having to do a lot of prep in front of them. You know, workshops is exactly what you say. It's a workshop.
Right.
So there's some time and hours that go into that, although it's very blessed when we do the concerts. I love performing live, so anytime I get a chance to share the gospel or share the gospel in song, it's just always a blessing to my soul, because I know that's what God put me here for, and that's why he keeps me here.
Yes, sir.
Until my work is done, you know?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Now, when you put all those mantles down, who is Calvin Bridges?
Oh, my God. I'm just somebody who loves the Lord. I was born on the west side of Chicago in a third floor walk-up. And it's what we today would call the ghetto. I'm a man who loves the Lord. I love the Word of God, because I find that the Word of God is life.
Yes.
So many believers read the Word. I won't even say study, but a lot of us read the Word. Mm-hmm. But then we don't believe what the Word says. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't believe to cast our cares on Him, for He cares for us. Or we don't believe, judge not. Jesus said, judge not that you be not judged.
Right.
Because the same man you judge will be judged. So we have so many dichotomies and so many things that we look at that divide us. Mm-hmm. But the central message of the book I found out years ago is love.
Yes,
he told
sir.
Us to love one another. If we spend time as believers doing that, we will see not only a big difference in the world, but we will see a big difference in the church.
Right.
God will give us our power back if we will stop fighting one another.
Come on now. Come on, sir. Preach that one right there. I give you the whole show to preach that one right there.
Oh, my God. The power belongs to God.
Yes, sir.
You know, it don't even belong to us. It ain't my church. It's his church.
Right.
You know,
right.
It ain't my program. It's his program. He's the one that called me to do this. So, you know, that's just another focus.
Okay. It's all right. It's my show. We can do that. During your travels, and we're talking about believers and, you know, faith and unbelief, what has been like the common struggle regarding faith among believers and unbelievers that you've seen?
You know, I can't really say that I have received many struggles, because God has really given me a ministry of inclusion. You know, going to different nations and to different cultures, it's never my intention to spoon feed or browbeat one with being a believer. The Bible says, let the wheat and the tares grow together, and then he will do the separating in the end. He says, some water and some plant, but it's God that gives the increase. So my mission is to just share the good news about Jesus, and I will do that anytime, anywhere, with anybody. Mm. So I don't necessarily acknowledge those kinds of struggles. You know, every now and then you run into obstacles, or you run into situations where ministries might not be as open or receptive to you, but I always see that as an invitation to win.
Yeah.
Or if it's really adamant, I see that as God setting a table before my enemies.
Come on.
Because sure, as long as I'm sharing the good news about Jesus and my heart is filled with love, the devil can't do nothing with me.
Calvin, you're trying to make me run around my office now. I'm trying to hold on right now. But, you know, this is what I love about Key Players and Welcome to the Family. And, I mean, family, do you hear legends dropping these jewels? Oh, my goodness. This is good stuff.
Well, the Bible teaches, this is another one of those instances where if we read the Bible and believe the Bible, we could be more effective. John wrote, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Right.
So I ain't got time to worry why you don't like me.
Come
and
on.
All that old kind of crazy
Come
stuff.
On, sir. Come on. That's it. That's it. I did a message called Salvation Comes with Strength. And it was basically encouraging believers to know who you are in Christ. And stop saying the devil busy.
Right.
You're giving him too much credit.
That's,
like you just said, greater is he that's in me than him that's in the world. Why are we worried? Why are we worried? Okay.
Right.
The development of the release of I'm Not Tired, Running for Jesus. How do you stay fresh in the race?
That's an interesting question because I guess at this point in my career and in my life, Nigeria, I am driven by fulfilling my call and what God has given to me. I've always liked different styles of music.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll find many different music on my current project because I called it Gospel Church. It's the songs that as I tour to different countries and nations. So it's a little bit of every kind of tune on there.
Right.
From praise and worship to traditional gospel, which is what this is, some contemporary gospel, some southern gospel. So I got a whole bunch of stuff on there. I don't know. I just want to do music that is relevant and that is Holy Spirit filled. If you listen to my stuff, I don't put no doves on none of my albums. Every one of my songs could be a single.
Okay.
Or it could be a single to somebody. It's going to minister to somebody. I always want to give a message in every song that I write or that I record. You know, so I just try to stay fresh in being relevant.
Amen. Amen. Now, I just want to double back on the song you wrote, I Can Go to God in Prayer. What year did you write that? And when you wrote it, what did it mean to you then? And how important is it today?
I wrote it in 1980.
Wow.
So 41 years ago.
Wow.
And it's supported by many, many people over the years.
Yeah.
So I really give God praise.
That's longevity right there.
I wrote the song out of a prayer request. A young lady's father was diagnosed with cancer, and she called me to have prayer with her for her father. And after that, the Lord inspired me to write this song.
Mm.
Then it was a message about believing God. I can call him, but I need him, our Father up in heaven. I can go to God in prayer. Sometimes my burden gets heavy, but I found one who is faithful. He'll take my gloom and sadness and turn it into light. He will never, ever forsake me. I can call him when I need him, our Father in heaven. So, you know, this is, it meant that to me then. But as God has matured me and blessed me over these years, baby, it's running through my veins now because God has allowed me to see it bless many people and be a blessing in my life this many years later.
Amen.
So it means a whole lot.
Amen. Amen. Since we're in the holiday season of Christmas, you released Christmas song, Go Tell It. How come you chose that song?
It's loved by generations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a young man anymore. My desire and my focus is to not just reach new audiences, but to not forget my friends that I have grown to know and love through the years and who have loved and supported my music.
Mm-hmm.
So I like standards as much as I do new stuff. So we took this song, of course, which is a gospel hymnal standard, and we put a new spin on it, threw some horns on it. I put a lot of fresh lyrics in there because it gives my testimony when I say, Jesus, my Savior, promised Messiah, Lamb of God,
Jesus,
Lion. this is who he is to me today. So I wanted to bring the old and the new together.
Amen. You did it well. We're playing it on the station. So growing up in Chicago, well, doing the gospel scene, what was it like for you?
Oh, man, growing up in gospel for me was amazing, Nigeria, because God blessed me. God set me up.
I love those stories.
The king of gospel, James Cleveland, when he wasn't the king of gospel, mm-hmm. he used to play the piano at the church my sister went. So I used to go watch him play the piano as a little boy. Mm-hmm. Then years later, my mother was a member of Pilgrim Baptist Church in Chicago. And Pilgrim Baptist Church is where Thomas Dorsey was the minister of music. Mm-hmm. So I would go there once and hear their choir. And you know, Thomas Dorsey is the father of gospel music. Mm-hmm. So I was influenced by him. Then the Thompson Community Singers, man, and Albertina Walker and the Caravans, all of these great pioneer groups came out of Chicago, and I was influenced by all of this great gospel music. Jesse Dixon that I toured Europe with in the early 90s. An amazing input and influx, hearing so many great gospel performers and writers and singers.
Wow. Now, with all your travels, going from being with the label to being independent, is there anything in particular that may have stood out or something God showed you in this journey? And I know it's many, but is there anything in particular in your journey that you could say, thank you, Lord, or yes, God, I heard that?
Yeah, there's a scripture in Proverbs that says, beware of the king when he sits his dainties or his all these advantages before you, because he will surely require it in the end. Mm. And I used to get, I started out a career in secular music.
Right.
But after I read that, I didn't want to be owned by nobody. So that sort of stayed with me. And then I'm glad that from that experience, though, it gave me a heart to come out of secular music and to do gospel exclusively. And as I look back on that, so many of my contemporaries and people that I knew then are either gone on or I wish they had done something else. Mm-hmm. I just really praise God that I heard him say, I want you to do something else.
Amen.
And once I decided to give up singing secular music and sing gospel exclusively, I have not looked back. God has taken me around the world.
Yes.
God has given me family in places like where I am right now in Stockholm. I love these people so much. I have a 25-year relationship with them. It's just an amazing thing what God has done in my life and how he uses me to bless and inspire people.
With the Christmas song, Oh Tell It, and the release of I'm Not Tired, Running for Jesus, what's next?
What's next? I'm going to get back into the studio and do some new music. I've been inspired out here. Stockholm, a lot of people don't know that Stockholm is kind of the home of pop music that we hear on the secular radio. So it's a lot of fresh talent and sounds out here that, you know, I haven't been drawn to a lot of things because there was some music that I just wanted to do.
Right.
And I did that with this last two projects, actually. So this project is probably going to be a little bit more contemporary, and I'm going to stretch out some and work with some different producers and some younger cats and see what we can come up with. So I'm looking to do in the future.
That's all right. And it's good to be teachable and expand, you know, and connect with different people, different cultures, as long as it's Christ-centered.
Yeah.
So how can people connect with you?
Well, you can reach me on social media at www.calvinbridges.org. That's my website, calvinbridges.org. And then on social media, Facebook, Calvin Bridges Music, and on Instagram and Twitter, Calvin Bridges US. You can reach out to me at any time. I'm available for engagement, workshops and seminars and concerts and services. I'm doing a service. I'm leaving tomorrow for Switzerland. I'm doing two services in Switzerland before I come back to the United States.
Wow. I thank you for joining the Key Player family. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So as you continue to grow in your career in music, please reach back out to us. We're family now, and we'll be more than happy to spread the news.
Thank you so much for sharing with me, Nigeria. And it's been a delight to speak with you. Your questions have been fresh and informational, inspiring. So I really appreciate it this time, and God bless all your listeners. I pray that God continues to bless and prosper you and your show.
Amen. And I pray and bid you traveling mercies, and that God continue to give you a word of encouragement and transformation power as you go and minister.
In Jesus' Father's name, amen.
And you are more than welcome.